views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Ladies and gentlemen, the Countess.
Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to the land of mystical beings and happy people.
Happy people indeed. Happy people out there. People who are going to phone in this evening and speak to either myself, John G. Sutton, or the remarkable Countess Starella. Ring in this evening. The number is 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. What is this show about? Well, the show's all about you. It's all about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions, your aspirations, your loves, whatever questions you've got. You can ring in this evening and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella, and we will help you to achieve all that's possible in this often very difficult world. This evening we've got a very special topic which is close to my heart, and that is elemental beings. That is, creatures who are not of this dimension, but do exist in a different land, immediately adjacent to this world. And they are, some people call them fairies, gnomes, sylphs, salamanders. I have encountered elemental beings on a number of occasions, and indeed, for the last 4 years, myself and my wife have been going into the area of England called the Lake District, where we have been trying to research, and indeed have been researching, into the appearance of fairies and elementals in and around the lakes, woodlands and streams of the counties called Cumbria. And it includes Lake Windermere, Buttermere, many lakes, and also the woodlands there. My first encounter with an elemental being, an actual encounter with an elemental being, was with a gentleman called Joe Cooper, Professor Joe Cooper, and I went searching for elemental beings in Cottingley Glen, where two young cousins in the 1900s, early 1900s, apparently photographed elemental beings, and they were published, and the writer, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, endorsed them as being genuine photographs of fairies. Indeed, a film was made about this. It was called Fairy Tale. I think Ted Danson was the lead actor in that, which covers the case of the Cottingley Fairies, which is the book that the film is based on, written by, of course, my friend Joe Cooper. And whilst we were in the area, we went into Cottingley Glen, we took some photographs there, and indeed in one of the photographs it appears that there is a semi-translucent being. So I do believe that I have encountered a fairy in Cottingley Glen. You've encountered fairies in the past, Countess?
Yes, I have, all over the world, especially around bodies of water. And I saw the movie that you just described and found it fascinating. It was an eye-opener and very, very enchanting.
Enchanting movie indeed, and based on a true story. Of course, it subsequently transpired, of course, when my friend Joe interviewed the surviving cousin. She's agreed that she had fabricated the photographs, although she did state to my friend that one of them was absolutely genuine, but they had indeed tricked Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and fooled the world, because although there were fairies there, those photographs were not exactly genuine. So it makes you wonder, you know, I mean, but little children playing a trick on one of the world's most famous authors of all time, the man that created Sherlock Holmes. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening you can phone in and tell us about your encounters with the elemental beings. Please do call in. This show is all about you. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091 and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella. It isn't just a recent phenomenon that people have been talking about, fairies and elemental beings. We go back to the 16th century. There was a very famous alchemist called Paracelsus who believed in the existence of elemental beings, and he wrote the following. Yeah, he said that to describe the creatures that are outside the cognizance of the light of nature, he wrote that. Now, I think that he's absolutely right. I don't know about you, Countess, but it's the way that we perceive light. You see, our eyes only are able to see within a certain spectrum, and I believe that now that we've got super powerful cameras with high megapixels, we can actually capture images that are outside the normal range of human vision. Do you have any thoughts on that, Countess?
Well, it's true. You are on the same page with me, and we are in a time where more is being revealed that has been in just the imagination incubation stage. Now it's coming to light, partly because of this radical technology that we have access to. And I feel we're so very fortunate, and that the imagination of the mind is now getting its confirmations.
Indeed, but confirmation that can be verified, because with these high MP3 cameras that we've got that produce images, that we can actually zoom in. And I mean, I talk about Photoshop. You don't have to doctor an image with Photoshop. Just clarify it, go in and look, and you will see in there images that if we'd gone back 30, 40 years to when we were using ordinary film, you would never find them.
Correct.
I mean, it is only recently that I would say it's within the last 6 to 7 years that I've been able to identify what I've been seeing, because I have seen these creatures with my eyes because I'm having psychic sight. But now you can actually verify them. And if you go onto my website, psychicworld.net, on there you will find that there is a gallery of photographs, and in there are pictures of elemental beings. So if you believe that you've encountered an elemental being, do call in this evening. It's 1-800-930-2819. Countess, people ask me all the time, how can I get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella? How can people get in touch with you?
They may find the Queen of the Universe at countessstarella.com or oranum.com, where I spend much time each day and night.
Oranum.com. You've got a chat room on there. It's full of fun, light, and laughter. And I've seen your costumes on there. You seem to wear something outrageous every day. And you were talking about the Mardi Gras. People, go and have a look at Countess Starella in her chat room on Oranum.com. And if you'd like, you can see me. I'll be there. My username on there. I'm the Psychic John G on Oranum.com, or do see me at psychicworld.net. You can contact me direct there. Recently, I wrote a song called Just Lie to Me, which is a happy little song about a man who doesn't want to lose his girlfriend. It was recorded for me by my good friend, Dr. Lois J. Barine in Columbus, Ohio, in conjunction with the brilliant musician Jack Wills. Can we please hear Just Lie to Me for the first time?
so new. Moonlit midnight when I first kiss you. Don't tell me it's over, but don't say goodbye. Give me one more of a teaser. Tell me a lie, lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, darling, don't whisper my name. Stretch the truth a little, that'll work the same. Our dreams may be broken, my heart will be, I know. I know how you feel, but I can't let it go. Lie to me. Lie to me. You do for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe. You called me all day, but you couldn't get through. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me. Tell me what you don't mean. Snow on the ground, tell me everything's green. Up is down, wrong is right. But tell me what I need to believe tonight. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, whatever you can find. You thought about leaving, but you changed your mind. Say it's getting better, even if it's getting worse. Think about it for a while, if you need to rehearse. Lie to me. Lie to me. You feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too. Called me all day, but you couldn't get through.
I called you all day.
Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, baby, tell me water is fine. Bend the truth a little, it'll be just fine. Say you know it's over, but I'll just let you. If we talk until the morning, I can make you forget. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. This show is all about you. It's all about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions. So do fall in, call in, and we want to help. We're going to help you achieve all that's possible in this often very difficult world. The number to ring is 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. And we have a caller on the line. Could I please speak to Shafanez?
Hi, John.
Hello there. Thanks for calling in this evening. You're sounding very bright and breezy. Has all the snow gone from where you are yet?
Well, it's very, very cold. And I have taken on a challenge of 30 days hot yoga. So when I come out, it's literally walking into the freezer.
No!
30 days hot yoga. I don't even know what hot yoga is, but it sounds like it could be torture, man. You mix it with minus 20. Has it been? It's been about minus 20 where you are, hasn't it?
Yes, it's very, very cold. And hot yoga is a genre of yoga. It's called Bikram yoga. So the studio is heated at 105 degrees.
Whoa!
yes, and you do it for 90 minutes. It's amazing, but it's extremely challenging.
It's nearly as hot as Palm Beach, where Countess Starella is.
That's right.
Oh. Chef Inez, yeah, you've got some questions that you want to ask us. But first of all, I also feel that you are going to do some studies ahead. Tell me that I'm right about this.
I have been journaling a lot. I feel I think I'm on a quest right now. I'm asking myself, what is my purpose, soul's purpose, and to kind of align my soul's purpose with my work. So any message you can give me, that'll be great. I mean, I called in before. I spoke with you on several occasions. On my relationship. So any message you guys can give me, I would appreciate.
Well, your relationship, it is happening. It is improving. It is going to be a lot better. When we get rid of all this snow and ice, yeah, then there is a great deal of improvement for you along those lines. I also feel that there's a better line of communication between you and your love life. That you are going to actually start to connect on a closer basis. There is going to be a change of location. You do know that, don't you, Chef Inez?
You see me move pretty soon?
I do feel that you are going to move. Not immediately, but into summer, I do feel that there is going to be a change. And I'm absolutely sure that there's going to be some further studies. As you come to realize that you are... it's in a way that you're starting to see that there is a different direction for you in your life and realize your talents, because I do feel that you are a very sensitive individual. Have
yes,
you been feeling this yourself, more and more sensitive as you get through?
Yes, it's been, I've been a hermit and I'm doing a lot of inner work. And physically, emotionally, I feel it's like everybody's in a resting mode. Like astrologically speaking, I feel all the planets are going backwards, and I've been told that the new year will not even start before June. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, as I said, once all the ice is gone and we're getting into summer, then there is a big breakthrough for you, and it does feel to be happening on a much more positive scale. Would you like to just have a quick word with Countess Starella, see what the Countess feels?
Oh, hello, Countess. How are you?
I'm wonderful, darling. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
A picture, an image is sort of appearing before me, and it's got a title. And the title of this image is The Riddle of Threes, and its message is, just who am I, where am I going, and can I create a clear picture of how I'd like to get there? And when one is searching for one's path or destiny, it is great to become somewhat introspective. That's how most great minds incubate their thoughts. And to start thinking, what do I most love? Let me follow my passion. You're young enough and free enough to be able to make wise choices. I would not let anything stand in the way of my joy, bliss, happiness. These avenues will appear to you as you're connected to like-minded individuals. I think this year is going to be a wonderful year for you. Are you optimistic?
Yes, I was going up and down in emotions. I'm doing a lot of inner work, just following my thought. And when I feel I'm in a funk, and I am pulling myself up. But I do have a tendency of self-imposed isolation when I go into, and it could be the weather too, that we are all incubating. I hear what you're saying. I think I'm at a much better place, but it's a very conscious effort to keep my spirit up.
We all must be vigilant that way. It is a monitoring and an observance so that we can rise from any situation. Correct, John?
Oh, absolutely. But Shafinez, I do feel that you should practice meditation. Perhaps you've not mastered that yet, because obviously if you're feeling slightly withdrawn, then meditation can actually open your mind to the potential that is within. As I said at the start, there is a real potential within you, yet for the psychic side, the sensitive side, to develop. And because you're a very sensitive individual, once we start getting this closed down on the weather, then that's going to have a natural reaction with you. Have you tried meditation?
Yes, John. I actually meditate on a daily basis. And I do a lot of guided meditation on my way to work and back. But the silent meditation, that I do on the weekends only. But I hear you, what you're saying.
Yeah. Allow yourself to meditate on what you want to be and visualize. You'll start to get visions of where you're actually going with this. I do feel that you're a sensitive individual and you can help other people. That is the destiny ahead. I also, as I say, I feel a change of location. But you've had a vision of yourself traveling overseas, have you not?
Yes, that was actually... With the man I was dating, Paul, from Europe. He hasn't communicated. We haven't really talked in a long time. He's processing something of his own. So I, we had plans to go on a vacation and also go to Europe.
Right, yeah, because I do feel that you will be traveling all overseas. But did you not want to go to Paris as well as London?
Yes, my best friend is in London. My plan was to go and see her when she gets engaged or if she gets married this year.
Right. Well, I do feel that you are going to do that. It may be September, but it's a very exciting summer and into autumn for you, Shafnaz. I do feel that you will go to London, but you will also see Paris. I feel that you and your friend, there is a train that runs under the channel, yeah? You go
right
under the channel on the train. Have you talked about visiting Paris with your friend?
No, not really. I mean, it's sort of up in the air. She visited me this past January, and she just mentioned that if she gets engaged to her boyfriend, then she will move pretty quickly with the marriage, and something in her mind. It hasn't it's pretty much, you know, dependent on what happens to her. And she would probably have me as her maid of honor if that happens.
But I did I can see you doing that. Yes, and also I see the area of London called Notting Hill. Do you know anything about where she lives?
She actually lives on the west side. She's right by the Eye.
All right. That isn't all that far away from Nottingham. It's quite central London, that. Yeah. So you will really enjoy that. Shafnez, this is a very good year for you. You say we spoke before. Things are opening up. Change of location. The studied ahead. You're going to be using your psychic side. You're going to be using your intuition. The sensitivity is coming into being. Your love life will improve. There is more communications directly ahead. The journey overseas is into Europe, London and Paris while you're there. So you're going to have a wonderful time. You'll call back in, I'm sure that you will, and tell us that all this has happened. Am I right, Countess?
Yes, many blessings to you, darling. You are such a fortunate woman, so aware, so in tune with the universe. Let this mysterious universe work for you.
Well done, Kat. Well done. Yes, thank you, Countess. And stick to the meditation, because the meditation is the key. Thank you very much, Shafnez, for calling in this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Honor is mine. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the incredible Countess Strella. Countess Strella, if people want to get hold of you, just tell us how people can.
Yes, they can lift their radar from their own antennas, or they can go to countessstrella.com or the wonderful world of Oranum. And let me just say, John, I hope everyone had a magical Mardi Gras and a beautiful Ash Wednesday. This is a spiritual and exciting week for many, many people globally. And I am feeling the happy energy in the air.
Really? Mardi Gras, was it celebrated in New Orleans?
And all over the world. Of course, New Orleans is the home. And that's where the biggest celebrations are, but there are little pockets of celebrations everywhere. I dressed up. Someone asked me, you dressed up? What do you mean? You look like you always do. Way out there.
Well, yes, I have seen the costumes, the feathers in the hair, the outlandish hair. I mean, you had purple hair on one day I saw you. How amazing is that? You got these, do you wear wigs?
Only my hairdresser knows for sure.
You can't be dyeing your hair pink, purple, green, red, and blue all the time, can you?
Exactly, exactly. Thank God for the magic of the Halloween shops.
So it was Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Right. Oh, well, they don't celebrate Mardi Gras in England.
Really? I'm shocked.
Well, we just do not. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get hold of John G. Sutton, then there's a way to do it. You can get me at psychicworld.net. Have a look on there. There's a load of information. In fact, I'm giving away a free gift on there. One of my books, Paranormal Pets. You go on there. There's an ability to download that on a PDF. You've just got to go onto on the main slider, and it tells you how to do it. You can get the book, or you can buy it on Amazon, but you can get it there. There's a copy there for free on psychicworld.net. Nice free gift for all our readers there. You've read a bit of My Psychic Pets, yeah?
Yes, John, you're a talented reader, and I'm getting many, many, many vibrations from someone that I believe is calling in. I would love to talk to this person.
Right. Would you like to take that call, Countess Starvella?
Let me have Drew from Arizona.
Hello, darling. Hello.
Hello, Miss Drew.
I'm in Sedona, Arizona, and I'm an artist. And my question is, I'm also a realtor, and I'm trying to blend the two. However, my heart just wants to paint.
Let me tell you what I feel about this, Drew. You are fortunate because both the left and right hemispheres of the brain are working perfectly together. But my true spiritual psychic feelings that you have put off your great passion for many years, and there has been a reward for it. There has been a financial security and a connection to many people who really need you because you are a creature of character and integrity and very astute in this profession of real estate. But the lure and the call of the art, which somehow seems to be partly connected to some Native American spirits, this wouldn't be Chickasaw connection, would it?
Actually, yes, it is.
And in addition to that, well, you certainly have some Native American spirit guides and some heritage connected to this mystical past of these wonderful philosophers and preservers of the earth. I think at this moment you can still do both of these passions, but gradually you are leading up to being able to embrace the art as your primary source of love and life. Is there a birthday coming soon, too? I feel happy birthday messages.
Sunday's my birthday, and I'm headed back to Sedona, which is where I live most of the time.
Excellent.
So I'll be there in a couple of days.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Sedona has a spiritual vortex like no place on earth. My sisters live there. I've been there. And one can feel it even when walking on the bare earth. What energies seem to be there?
It's amazing.
You feel it, too,
it is amazing. Yes. It's a window. It's a window like none other that I've ever experienced.
I hear a centered sound in your voice as though you are very much at one with Source. And I would say another fascinating message here is you are connected to something where natural healing from God occurs without interference from doctors. What is this? Is this some sort of a special kind of spiritual or religious persuasion?
You know what? I have just felt that oneness since I was born. and it is powerful. So I'm most grateful, and that's where I paint from too, is from the unknown, and then it just, I move color and it becomes something. It's the oneness that makes that happen.
Wow, the artist's hand. I'm very, very connected to artists because they are among the first of my visitors who have given me some of these psychic messages and philosophical words of wisdom to help people. And I'm just so thrilled that you called in to us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John, would you like to say a little bit to Drew?
Yes. Hello, Drew. My name's John.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Listen, I'm also a creative artist, but I'm a poet and a writer, and I seek my inspiration in the wilderness. And I feel that you need to go into the wilderness as well to tune into your higher self. Do you know a place called Red Rock?
Oh, sure. You bet.
Have you been to Red Rock?
There are a lot of Red Rocks, actually, in Sedona. I'm not sure which one you're speaking of.
Neither am I, because I'm in England, but I'm being told that there is a place called Red Rock, or a big red rock, where you should go and tune into the universe and allow your inspiration. Don't deny your inspiration when it comes to you. You must follow that, because it's everything that you are and everything that you will be is presented. And I do feel that the actual channel is coming through the universe via this area around this red rock. So do go there. Use that. You need to earn a living, of course, if you're a realtor. That you're dealing with property, yes?
I do. But I do my real estate in the same way, where it comes to me easily, and it happens in the invisible and manifests very quickly. And then I go in and paint, and then it happens again and again. So it's not the ordinary realtor, even though I have all the tools and designations and everything, but it's really just amazing how the people are sent to me, and then I tune in and find them magical places.
Well, one of the magical places is to do with this thing called Red Rock, or wherever it is around you. But I do feel that nature and the universe is using you to bring a message of hope to humanity. And this is a very beautiful message, and that you are going to pass it through. Mm-hmm. You're also a very inspirational person with other people, are you not?
I hope so.
I teach a class called Unlocking, you're very good at working with other people. For some reason, have you been to a place called Phoenix?
Oh, sure. Yes, of course. I used to live there for about 3 years.
Oh. Right. Because I don't know Phoenix. I don't know where it is. But I see a sign that says Phoenix, yeah? Did you have a relationship in Phoenix?
I did. A beautiful relationship.
A beautiful, happy, loving relationship. And dreams will come true for you, because the universe is on your side. And Drew, I'm absolutely certain that you're going to be an even bigger success than you realize, but as a commercial artist. And somewhere along the line, somebody's going to pick up your work to be reproduced many, many thousands of times.
So it
will be reprinted. Possibly as a poster, but there's something that you're doing that is incredibly inspirational for a lot of people. Your work is good. I mean, you enjoy that. The main thing is, always look at the bottom line, because this is a tough world. Drew, thank you very much for calling in this evening. Countess, just say good night to Drew.
Thank you, Drew. Many blessings to you, dear. So happy to have had you.
Thank you both. Thank you so much. How inspiring. Have a good night.
Thank you very much. That was a wonderful caller there, Drew, and she is a very talented artist. I'm sure that the world is going to see a great deal of Drew in the next 5 to 10 years. Takes a little bit of while to actually become recognized. Van Gogh, he was never recognized in this world, was he? He sold one painting, I believe.
Yes,
one painting, and his mother used to use his paintings to mend the fences. Oh, sacrilege.
Imagine that. Yeah, well, we found a fence by Van Gogh.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it? That'd be worth quite a lot of money, yeah.
He seems to me to be very gratified to see his images posted all over the globe. He is loved and revered now, and he appreciates it.
Right. We're just going to hear a little song by Louis J. Barine and Jack Wills. It's called Big Fat Tree.
Inspired, create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. How are you doing, Countess?
Oh my goodness, I'm having the very best night of my life. But then I said that for the last 1,001 days.
Really? 1,001 days of Sodom. Oh, that's another program, isn't it? Yeah, that's not Psychic World, folks. That's another one that Countess is in. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, this show's all about you, yeah? It's your hopes, your dreams, and ambitions. Do call in 1-800-930-2819, or you can call on 401-322-9091. We're going to do a brilliant song now, one of my favourite songs, this, to celebrate Mardi Gras. We missed it by a day, but does it really matter, Countess?
No. Well, every day is party time.
It is there. I've seen the wigs. I've seen the feathers. I've seen the outfits. It's always party time on Arenum with Countess Starella. Or you can see Psychic John G. Are you ready, Countess, for a brilliant song?
Now, let me
you're going to be brilliant. I know I'm going to be me. Let's do it. Go on, then. Give me
your key.
Are you ready, folks? Yeah, all right, get ready, yeah? It's time to cover your ears. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans.
I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was blowing soft while Bobby sang the blues down. Windshield wiper slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song the driver knew.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me.
Good enough for me, Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul, standing right beside me through everything I'd done, and every night she kept me from the cold.
Somewhere up near Selena's Law, I let her slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left was all she left for me.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me.
Good enough for me. Wonderful, Countess. A beautiful rendition there. I thought you did very well. I was my usual rubbish self, but what do you expect? What do you expect, folks? Eh? Get what you pay for. Here we are. This is Psychic World. My name is John G. Sutton. With me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. And we have been talking a little bit about elemental beings. We've been talking about fairies. We've been talking about gnomes, elves. And believe it or not, there are certain places on Earth, usually, as you said, by water. Have you found that, Countess?
Yes, and we must not ignore the mermaids, the mer fairies, the mer angels. Another aspect of these elementals. They visited me since I was a child. My mother used to leave food out for the creatures.
What do they eat, Countess?
Well, their favorite drink is Sprite.
Oh, yes.
They love honey.
Yeah.
They love dewdrops, and they love sugar, especially colored sugar.
Really?
Yep.
I must say I have never fed the fairies. I mean, I have encountered what I believe to be elemental beings in and around the woodlands of Cumbria, which is called the Lake District, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're ever in England, you've got to go and see the Lake District. It is fantastic. Some of the woodlands, you know, have you seen brilliant blue lights in the woodlands? These are fairy lights.
Yes, yes, I have. Blue and green. Blues, greens, lavenders, pink sometimes, absolutely.
You're very gifted with being able to see colours. I'm slightly colourblind, but I can certainly see brilliant blue. And in the woodlands of Cumbria, I see many brilliant blue lights. This is not mist. This is not a reflection of the sunlight. These are brilliant blue lights, and they are moving through the woodlands. And I speak to the fairies. I have what I call my magic flute, which is an old German flute. It must be 300 years old. And I play this flute in the woodlands. And honestly, my wife thinks I've gone mad. Yeah, Stanley, where are you playing the flute to? There's nobody there. But to me, the fairies are there, and they are with me. They're giving me help, strength, and hope. And it isn't so much about whether you believe in the fairies. It's whether the fairies believe in you. And I'm absolutely certain that the fairies do believe in me. And they believe in you, Countess.
Oh, yes, they do.
They certainly do. They come and visit you. And people are going to visit you on Arainham.com. They're going to go into your room and they're going to say, goodness me, what have you got on?
Yeah, tonight I have my Cleopatra outfit.
Cleopatra? I wouldn't be at all surprised. I've seen some of them. They're absolutely crazy. You also sing in your room, don't you?
Certainly. I think these are profound messages wrapped up in music and mirth. And let the little magical creatures out there enhance and enrich your life and remind you to keep your inner child alive.
Absolutely. Laughter is the best medicine. If you can laugh through the days when you're faced with the hardships, then you're going to get through. Then you'll succeed. And don't take this world too seriously. It's only a very short journey. And you'll make it. You'll get there. And please do call in next week. We'll be here next week. It's 1-800-930-2819. Call in and speak to Countess Starella or speak to myself. Wish him good night, Countess.
Good night, dear friends, and have a restful evening.
Good night. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio.
go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.